Hello everyone, this is Queenie and you're listening to me on my podcast Life in Hyderabad. Hope you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for giving your love to my podcast. I read all your messages and emails and I'm very happy to know that this podcast is inspiring you and bringing change in your thoughts. So today, I'm going to talk about being independent. Whenever I feel low or whenever I don't feel confident about myself, I remember these lines, which a person told me few years ago. Don't depend on others, make people depend on you. It was a time when I started my new job few years ago. I was facing difficulties and there was a lot of confusion. Many of you might have gone through the same situation when you joined any new firm or new college. So I didn't know people there and the working style. I started depending on others to do everything. The people who helped me were good. At the beginning, everything was normal, but after some time, I started feeling low when I was not making it to the first position in team. I was just doing what was told to me. I was not using my personal ideas or thoughts in it. I was just going by the book. This disappointed me and I wanted to do something about this and I didn't give up. I started thinking differently and no longer wanted to depend on others. Every work is easy for us when we know it. In simple terms, knowing is learning. So I started learning everything on my own, even the things which others can't explain to me. I started observing my own working style. When I am starting my work, I was observing where I was good and where I am lacking behind, and in how many hours I am able to complete my work. While doing this personal analysis, I have learned so much. And I started implementing the changes and began doing smart work. With this, I was able to perform well without taking anyone's help. That's when I became confident about myself and working there became easy. I got an identity for what I was doing and instead of depending on others, I started helping many. We all face setbacks, we all have flaws. But our purpose in life is fulfilled only when we overcome our flaws and weaknesses. Every living thing has its own purpose. No matter how hard the soil may be, plants will never stop growing. But being human beings, we give up thinking that we might fail. When a plant fulfills its purpose on earth, then why not us? If we try something, then only we'll get to know whether we fail or not. But instead of trying, if we think about future outcome, then that fear takes us nowhere. We always work for someone or other and we depend on them. But have you ever thought why it has to be us who depend on others? Why can't we do something on our own? It happens in our personal lives too. We depend too much on our family members for choosing college, course, food, dress, job, marriage, and for many other decisions. Taking guidance is good, but if we depend completely on others for every single decision, then we forget ourselves. We forget that we can do something on our own, and we also forget that we have a brain to think, and we let others to control our life. After some point of time, we no longer have that ability to do anything on our own or to choose anything on our own, and it will be always others who help us. Hope you are getting me. Our lives can change if we start thinking in a new way. It can only change if we find new ways to establish our own identity in this world. If we take decisions on our own. Otherwise, there are many who are ready to overshadow us. My idea behind making this episode is to make you guys understand that don't depend on others for anything. Take your own decisions. Do what you want in your way. Because life becomes easier when you know what you want, not others. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. Hope this helps you. Don't forget to share this podcast link with your friends and family. It can help someone. You can follow my blog at www.yalangiqueenie.blogspot.com. You can mail me at yalangiqueenie@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on my Twitter and Insta handles at yalangiqueenie. See you guys on next episode.